in case you missed it on Newsbreak.
And I see you guys are really busy helping South Africans get the most of their National Braai Day. But maybe let's start off there, Zahir, if you can tell me, why or how is the braai such an integral South African thing?
When someone asks about South Africa, the first thing that actually comes to mind is the braai. So if you are abroad and somebody asks you where you're from, you say South Africa, they even know braai. They don't even know barbecue. They know South African is braai and not barbecue. So it's just somehow our heritage and our tradition where South Africans and braai just get along very well.
As much as South Africa has so much of variety in terms of its people, its cultures, etc., there's also a variety of the way braai can taste, isn't it? What are some of those interesting spices you've come across that people can work with when wanting to get a braai?
All right, so there's multiple things that actually that gives you the end result of the braai. So first of all, it's also the fire that you make. So if you take a wood braai, the meat tastes completely different to a gas braai or a charcoal braai for that matter. So just the different types of fires that we have, you already got five different types of fire that we use or that we could possibly use that we know of to make the braai. And that flavor of the wood is just something different which you can never compare to your briquette or gas braai.
Okay, I want to spend some time on that because I think a lot of the times when we talk about braais, we speak about, you know, flavors, masala, all of that. But you're saying the wood, or rather the fire, makes an impact. Explain that to me.
Look, when you are frying on a wood fire, obviously there's very little, you want to wait for the flame to die out. And there's some fragrance that come out from the smoke itself that gives add flavor to your meat. And on your gas braai, you must know that your temperature of the fire is pretty much the same throughout. And also, I personally don't like using a gas braai. So I only use briquettes for my braai.
I think everybody, though, just, you know, they can just a quick drive up the garage, they get some coal. That's the stock standard way to do braais, right? But you're saying you could be a bit more creative? How?
So there's special types of wood that you get. I'm not too familiar with all the names of it. But especially if you go up towards the Cape side, you get all different Raycrans wood. And in the bush, when you go hunting also, all the hunters will know. So that wood that you cut off the trees and you make the fire of that wood, it's a completely different braai. You can never compare it to the one that you have at home. Let's concentrate on what most South Africans can do. So you can go to the garage and you can go to a cafe to buy a bag of briquettes and a bag of fire lighters. What I would suggest is basically one packet of fire lighters per bag of briquettes. If you're using a small braai stand, one bag of briquettes should be enough, and one packet of fire lighters. When you start in your fire, remember, we've got to concentrate on the safety first. So before we start the fire, we make sure that we have all the tools that we need for the fire. We don't want to run around looking for things while the fire is on. And remember, safety is very, very important. As much as we want to enjoy our South African heritage and traditions, we must make sure that we keep the place safe at all times. Keep little minors in mind. Keep blind people in mind. So let's be responsible in lighting those fires. Make sure there's no open flammables, no shade net, carports close by. If it's very windy, obviously there's no cars nearby. The area must be safe and secure at all times. So how I suggest you light the fire is you open a bag of briquettes. Your fire lighters, don't break them, don't crumble them. Just make them into small little pieces, maybe two or three centimeters each. Push them in between the briquettes. Take a tongue and light each one individually. Make sure the briquettes are evenly spread around the whole bag of briquettes. In that way, your fire will get done evenly. And without interference in the fire, within 45 minutes to an hour, your fire should be perfect, ready to dry. And how you know if your fire is ready, basically, it's a simple thing. You just got to wait for your briquettes are white. When it's white, that's the only time you got to put your meat in.
Heat. I think that's a major component about how to get the most out of your braai, right? Different heat variations, of course, bring you a different result. What are some of your suggestions with regard to how hot the flame or the coals should be?
All right, so we're in the catering industry. So our business is, we've actually taken away the fun of frying. So my hobby turned into a business. So we actually trade as Wadi's Braai. And we do have a braai catering. So if you want to have a braai and you don't want to go through the hassle of having it, we take the hassle out of the braai and we do it for you. However, if you are doing the braai yourself and you want some tips, I'll gladly share them with you. So obviously, the fire has three stages. One is extremely high heat, so that is when your flames just die out and your coals are white. At this point is the perfect time to put your chicken on. But be very mindful not to make the chicken stick to the grid. So you're going to turn it very often to make sure it doesn't it doesn't burn on the outside and still get raw on the inside. So turn them often, and your chicken should be done in about 15 minutes on the very high heat. Once your fire cools down a bit, it's on medium temperature, that's when you can put your chops on, your lamb chops or your chicken fillets if you want. And then at the end of the fire, towards the last 10, 15 minutes, that's when you should actually put your sausages and balls on. So whatever it is, the sausages and balls, the casing tends to burn very fast and the inside stays raw. So you don't put your sausages and balls on a very hot fire. And a very important thing is what we generally always grew up, what we grew up seeing, is the elders always had a tendency of cutting the sausages and balls to make sure it's done. There's not a way to go about doing it.
Yeah.
All the juices escape from there. And you actually lose a lot of flavor and taste from the sausage when you do that. So you just got to know it by the color. Once it's golden brown, you know the thing is done on the inside.
Is there any sort of formula you use depending on the, the texture of the meat, you know, obviously between lamb or if you're doing beef or steak, for example,
yeah.
You know, if it is a thicker meat or a lighter meat.
I always keep a steak knife handy. And a simple way of checking if your meat is done, if the chicken, you've got to cut it through the bone, make sure there's no redness, no blood, then you know your chicken is done completely. With lamb chops, with steak, it varies. But the best way to check your lamb chops is obviously the color. We all know what the color should be. We know what a perfect bright chop looks like. So your outer, your fat of the chop is slightly burnt. And the top of the chop looks like it's done. However, if you put a steak knife in and you see very little or no redness in the meat, you know that chop is done. You are overdoing it if you dry it longer than this.
Okay, and I think the most crucial question is, specifically for the South African audience, how much of heat is required? And when I say heat, I don't mean the fire. I mean, you know, South Africans have this tendency, whether it is chakalaka, whether it is achar, to have spice like that. What are your thoughts?
Okay, so I like very hot. So everybody has their own preferences. However, the meat, you must actually be able to taste the meat. So chicken is not something you can really taste. So there you can go ahead and spice it up as much as you want to. It just depends on each individual how hot you want to make it. However, I suggest when it comes to steak, when it comes to lamb chops, please don't overspice it. Don't put extra masala and extra chilies. Try and keep it as bland as possible so that you can actually taste the meat. And you don't want to eat sauces when you're eating when you're having a braai. You actually want to taste the meat. And that is when you really start enjoying a braai.
Newsbreak Podcast.